We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Friday morning, and in case you need to be reminded, it's an extremely important Friday morning. Because on the other end of this day is sports drama at its finest.
Guaranteed.
Al, you're not going to get more drama than a game, a season, and an entire era is at stake over 48 minutes in Atlanta, Georgia, Sixers versus Hawks tonight. So everything's insane. You can't ask for more than this, right, Al? Because, first of all, I would just like to begin by thanking all the wonderful sports fans in this town for the brilliant way you handled yesterday. Brilliant, Al. The missing the Flyers out on the telephone poles.
Tobias Harris
and Ben Simmons, because they were missing and people are concerned about their whereabouts. Meanwhile, you've got all this angst built up. Joel has gone mum, hasn't been heard from since the game on Wednesday night. We don't know what's going on with him. And then we have Doc Rivers. And I want to start today's show offering my concerns about the guy that replaced the worst basketball coach who ever worked in this city, Brett Brown. Brett Brown was worse than Johnny, what's his name? I remember him, Johnny, what was Johnny Brown, Taylor? Johnny Davis.
Davis, that's right.
You know
that
you
was
suck.
Croce's guy, yeah.
You know you suck when people can't remember your name and you're a coach at this town.
He wasn't worse than Doug Moe.
And the professor sucked, and Doug Moe sucked, and Brett Brown was worse. So Doc Rivers comes in, and we all go, well, what a relief. We got a real coach.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't do my homework. I didn't do it. Al, I have been pantsed this week by statistics.
Oh, gosh.
Been pantsed by statistics.
You're going to use analytics?
Well, no, I don't need analytics, Rhea. I just need history. And what Doc Rivers is very familiar with exactly what he faces tonight. His Doc Rivers, Al, over the past 20-plus years, has been a study in contrast as a playoff coach. He did win a championship in Boston with a team that some people think did not require a coach.
Yeah, and then he had a lot of blown leads.
A lot of blown leads.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You are understating how horrible he has done in most of the playoff series, Al. Do you know he has blown 3-1 leads in the playoffs?
Yeah, he's had
Do you know anyone in professional sports who blew more than 3-1 leads? No, tell him. I want to see if he gets it.
Yeah, Keith Jones.
Yes.
Keith Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, in the history of North American sports, our co-host, Keith Jones, is the only human who has been in four series where he led 3-1 and they lost. Second on the list is the current coach of the Sixers, Doc Rivers. And I want to study him for a minute, Al, because not only has he been weird this round, not only has he coached poorly, I would say, if anybody wants to contest me on this, please do, but even the stuff he's saying is not in keeping. I have a feeling, Al, he struggles with the big pressure moments as a coach.
Yeah, well, it looks that way. I mean, he's got no answers to anything.
Well, I'm looking at it. I'm going to myself, well, I know Ben Simmons, he definitely struggles with pressure.
Yeah.
Tobias Harris looks like he's not loving pressure, right? And now looking at the coach, and I'm going, it sounds like he kind of goes, oh, in the big moments. So I just want to go through some of the stuff he said yesterday to see if it sounds like, Al, he's got a good handle on the situation. Because after, really, a loss that the world stopped to talk about yesterday. The loss in Atlanta, Rhea, was a loss that the world paused. Here's the best example I can give you. Rhea Hughes, Al, was doing talk radio in another country.
Yes.
They wanted so much. I am actually doing San Francisco radio later today. Because they want to ask us about game five.
Yeah.
They can't figure it out either.
No.
What did you tell Vancouver?
they wanted to know how the city was doing. And I said,
not well.
I said, the pitchforks are out. They wanted to know who was the number one to blame. And I said, Ben Simmons, and number two, Doc Rivers.
Yeah, and don't leave Tobias. It's like a troika.
Yeah.
It's a troika of failure, all right? But Doc, it's so obvious what those guys are doing. Sometimes you forget that the guy pulling the strings is Doc Rivers, and he's doing a terrible job.
Yeah.
Terrible job. So let's start with this. So the game ends. The game the whole world's talking about ends, and Doc Rivers comes out. And for reasons that remain completely impossible to identify, he expressed great confidence about coming back here for Game 7, which would require a win tonight in Atlanta. Keith Pompey of the Inquirer started grilling Doc about the reason for this confidence.
What gives you the confidence that you guys can force a Game 7?
Well, I should be, shouldn't I, Keith? I mean, I believe in my team. That's it.
That's not a good answer. Mm. I believe in my team. Based on what? Based on game five? Based
about
on game four?
Yeah,
well, you believe in your team for what? You've never coached them in this situation. Mm-hmm. But you believe on your team. Why? You believe in Ben's ability to hit a big free throw in a close game? You believe in Tobias Harris wanting the ball for the key shot in the fourth quarter tonight? All right, maybe you believe in Joel, but do you believe in Joel in the last 3 minutes of the game when he can't breathe?
Yeah.
See, I don't – there's no – Al, he said he expressed confidence, but there was nothing behind it. Was there?
Well,
am I missing something here?
Well, that's exactly why he couldn't say anything else.
Right. So here's the next thing. Yeah. This next thing, Al, this tells me – the collar's getting tight.
Mm-hmm.
This is me. I'm different. When things are going bad, I work more. I amp up the work to try to cover whatever went wrong. So you saw how horribly the Sixers played the fourth quarter of that game in Atlanta. Here, all right? You saw that. I, the next day, this is me, would want to bring the team onto the court and go through the things you saw that you would like to not see tonight. That would be me. In other words, I would practice. I would be on the court illustrating what they did wrong. Well, guess what Doc did? He called off practice and they did film study.
Yeah.
And then he explained why.
I noticed that you guys kept the same routine, like film study. Was there any sense, like after the last game to probably have a practice or why did you decide to just stick with the same routine?
Because I didn't think we needed practice. I thought we needed rest and watch film. I think it's more important. We've done that all year. You know, I don't think one bad loss, let's panic and go practice for 2 hours. I don't think that's good for anyone.
I've always been pro-panic.
Yes, I believe in panicking.
I believe in a panic, especially when you – that was a historic – you understand, Al, 165 games,
yeah,
they have been up 25 points in the fourth quarter. They had never blown that lead in 165 games.
Yeah.
If you're going to panic, it seems like that would be an appropriate time to do it when you lost that game.
Well, you can panic at the film study, too.
I like all-purpose panic.
That wouldn't have done you any good except get Embiid tired.
Oh, my God.
My God.
What is he?
Well, I mean, geez.
Is he in a hospital
bed? You got a guy with a knee. I mean, you don't want to. I mean, I think you get a lot. I think you can stress and embarrass people a lot more at film study. I mean, can you imagine if you're Ben Simmons
my God.
I mean, if that's what you do in the NFL, that's what the players are terrified of.
Right.
You go in a film room and you say, what's this jackass doing here?
How do you hide that?
You can't do it.
The tape doesn't lie.
Then you show him on the film, you show him Barkley and Shaq.
All right, here's what's really going on. Let me try to explain what's really going on. I am now in the mode to question every decision Doc Rivers makes
based
on his history of choking in big moments in the playoffs.
He usually
chokes. His teams usually fold, and I didn't do my homework, and I ignored that because I was so thrilled he was replacing the stiff Brett Brown.
They fold or they disappear for the same reasons what he's doing here. He's allowing star players to continue to do things wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's what he did previously.
Totally did that.
He's done this repeatedly.
Yeah.
And he was asked about the fact that he has a rather tainted history in big games, and he addressed it. Let's listen.
Well, I don't know if it's anything you can do in one series with another team, you can do with another. I've been in literally probably every situation. You know, one of the players asked me, have I ever lost a game, five at home and won the series? And I said, yeah, I have, against San Antonio Spurs. You know, I said, but that was then and this is now. So obviously individually, I know it's a task that can be done. And I shared that when the guy asked that, but I don't know what that does. You know what I mean? For everybody, but but all these experiences you put in the bank, and you try to use them to the best that you can.
Sound like he's got a handle?
Why would
not
a player be asking that question?
Because they know his history.
Because they know his history of choking in the big games.
That's horrible.
Yeah, let me tell you about it. Of course, he's been with four teams over 20-some years.
Yeah, he's
been
everywhere.
He has 1 point of reference. You want to know how many game fives he lost? You don't want to know because it's a lot.
Mm.
And he did that way more than winning that game. Mm-hmm. He did it's far more likely, based on his coaching history, that Doc Rivers will lose tonight than win tonight. This is where I become an objective, intense, focused reporter.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you need right now. I'm going to open this up right now because there's a couple of things I need from my calls earlier this morning. Before we do Winners and Weasels, I need to find out. This is the ultimate quandary if you're a fan.
Mm-hmm.
So normally, a big playoff game, weekend night.
Yeah,
I'm bringing Cliff Lentz over. I'm bringing Kenny from the Dirty 30, brother Rocco. It's time to have a gathering.
Joe
Wechter's coming by.
Oh, my God.
Apparently he can't make it. And we're going to watch the game together.
I don't get invited?
Of course you get invited, but you wouldn't come.
No.
But you're coming to what could easily turn into a funeral.
Yeah.
And I don't know, is anybody getting the crew together to see this game tonight?
I remember one time when it was similar, not similar, but remember the Flyers-Boston series when they were down 0-3, and then they battled back. I remember I invited my neighbor over with her five kids, and we're all jacked up for it, and the Flyers go down like 3-0, and it's a funeral, and then they battle back. But, I mean, I remember doing that on a weekend, Friday night.
You're watching a game with five kids?
Yeah.
Mm. There's a word for that. Hell.
It's fun.
How old were the kids?
They were between maybe 7 and 13.
not a chance.
I grew up in a family with a lot of kids. I don't children. Well. I don't mind having a lot of. I didn't want a lot of children. But
say hi to them when you see them.
I see them all the time.
All right. So anyway, 215-592-9494. How are you watching tonight's game? In isolation because you're, Joe's kind of said, looking through the cracks in your fingers? Mm-hmm. Is that how you're doing
I'm going to find a nice...
Are you bringing the crew in? It's a good shore weekend.
Safe
you're heading
place
down
to
there
hide.
With people. I need to paint this picture in the first hour. I got room for you. This is a great time to call in. 215-592-9494. And I need your predictions. I'm going to ask you that question today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a good feeling at all. And I'm going to tell you why. Doc Rivers and the history. Rather than me try to explain how inept Doc has been in big moments in the playoffs, I will defer to Mr. Chris Broussard of ESPN.
Okay.
Because he covered
Fox.
It in Fox.
Yeah, it's Fox. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Fox. My bad.
You want to hear. He put it so clean. Here's Chris.
Doc Rivers. I mean, Doc might be the most popular guy in the NBA. Everybody loves Doc. But this is getting ridiculous. These playoff failures, and they haven't failed yet. We'll see if they win this series. But these playoff failures are getting to the point where it's legendary. He's the only guy ever to drop more than one 3-1 lead and lose a series, and he's done it three times. And when you lose, when your roster is better, and no one disagrees that it is demonstrably better than the next man's, and yet you lose the series, it's your fault.
You know, what I love about games like tonight, high stakes.
Oh, yeah.
Ben Simmons, if they lose tonight, Ben Simmons is never seen the same way in this town again.
He's not even in this town.
Yeah, exactly.
He's probably not in this town, but those who still like him will not like him.
Even his most ardent defenders have been unable to defend the last two games.
Tobias Harris, who has been great at blending so people don't notice him. He can't do that now. And Doc Rivers, who has had a great honeymoon this whole season, boy, will it end tonight if they lose. Oh, my God. And one last thing, Al.
What is it?
Again, the topic of the process will come up.
Oh, yeah.
And I want you to explain. I want you to understand why that is. Because we made those sacrifices for four seasons to acquire the players, not to get to the second round.
No.
Or the third round.
Well, yeah.
You got those players to go to the finals and to have a parade. And that window is still open, but it's starting to get narrower because you got a 28-year-old marquee piece of Joel Embiid, and he ain't getting healthier.
No.
You got to take advantage of years like this, especially Al, the Nets lost last night. They're going to a game seven. You got players out everywhere. Kawhi is hurt. This may be the best chance you ever get, and you're going to throw it away to an inexperienced team that can't believe they're still doing this.
Yeah.
So you got it. I can't wait. 7:30 tonight.
If they lose.
7:30 tonight for all the marbles.
The process has been a disaster.
There's
no other way to look
say
at
that
it.
Yet
well,
because
I am.
I'm not getting the hinky guys going yet. But Monday, yes. They lose either tonight. Al says to me, I just got to share this with you before I go to the phone. I said, Al, they could lose tonight. Al goes, yeah, that's bad. What if they lose Sunday?
Three games at home.
Three home games?
Oh.
You know what else? People, if they win tonight, people are going, wow, they're going to get through this. Because they're winning two games on Atlanta's court. They're going to be okay. Sometimes that doesn't happen either. You can't be sure what's going to happen. But
no.
I'll tell you this, Al. I can assure you of one thing.
What is it?
Not one penny of my money will be wagered
on
any of these games. And if Keith Jones calls me with a tip, I'm getting the button that says ignore.
How about if I give you a tip? I did a nice parlay the other night.
I don't trust you either. Tom from Alabama is kicking us off today. Hi, Tommy.
Yo, Inge, how you doing?
Where will you be tonight in Alabama watching the game, Tom?
I'll be at home. Real quick, Inge, listen to this story to make you feel better. Remember that dope Mac Clintock for the Phillies at GM? Remember that moron?
Oh, I remember him. It's still like a boil on my ass.
He's still there.
Maybe the one time the Phillies should have listened to that nitwit He wanted to get Machado instead of Harper. Remember?
Yeah.
So I looked on the thing. Manny Machado has missed like 15 games since he's been in San Diego, and Harper. I didn't check exactly what it was, but I'm pretty damn sure it's over 15 games. You know what I'm saying?
Tom, I want you to understand, I'm still dealing with the fact that the one good move Klentak may have made was bringing Gabe Kapler in, since now Kapler's 19 games over 500. And I have to go on San Francisco radio today, Tom, and eat a large portion of crow. And I'm not really happy about it.
Sorry about that, man.
All right, Tom, tell me what you're feeling tonight. You're closer. Maybe you feel the vibe better than we do.
Well, I'm always going to shoot you straight, brother.
Yep.
And this is something that I've never seen before. I've been a fan for, I'll be 55. I knew everything that was going on in the four majors by the time I was 5 years old. I promise you. And now Wentz, I mean, here recently, I've never been fooled as bad as Wentz fooled me. Okay. But Wentz, in the 12 weeks last year, he tried to perform up to his ability. He was on the field.
Get to the point, Tom. What are you saying?
Yeah. Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris quit, period. They're cowards. And the city they live in, they play for Philadelphia. You could go find a random fan in Center City, anywhere, sports fan.
All right. Who's winning tonight, Tom? Who's winning? You're right near there. You're a 4-hour drive from Atlanta. Tell me who's winning.
The Philadelphia 76ers.
They are going to a game 7. Are you positive, Tom?
Yes, I am. Put me down.
I did just now. I put him down. I put him down.
Yeah, is he going to bet on it?
No, I'm not betting a penny on this game.
Who would?
I have already lost $70 on this series.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. 215. I got Mike in Allentown next. Mike, you're coming right up after the break. And I got you. So you're going to get on. Help me out here, guys. You know what else I need to deal with? I went to the dentist yesterday to get gauged for an implant. I'm going to receive an implant. It's not, by the way, when I first thought, I thought it was a breast implant.
Well, they don't put them in your mouth, no.
No,
you do that yourself.
You are a boob, though.
You do that yourself. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I laughed over it.
Right, anyway, and I'm going to tell you something, Al. This is a great guy, tremendous oral surgeon.
Yeah, yeah.
He couldn't believe they lost. You couldn't go anywhere yesterday without people.
No.
Still not. How did you cope, Philadelphia, with that loss on Wednesday night? What was yesterday like for you? Open board except for Mike. Get on. 215. Don't make me work this hard. 215-592-9494. Now, when we come back, for the first time since before the pandemic,
yeah,
in studio,
yeah,
a guest.
Nice.
We have opened the doors to WIP.
Kind of.
Oh, boy, don't say something that's against corporate rules. I got this girl here.
I have to fill out everybody's forms. I got to make sure I get them in here safely. I care about you guys.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, right now you're listening to Live Insubordination from Ava Graham. WIP Sports Time 6.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.